Blog Talk Radio.
Pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job and have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium's pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're
talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas that fly.
Yeah, Chico, talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes, Till Piper, the daughter of Roddy Piper, will be with us later. Yes, with my co-host joining me, Tommy Till Chaps.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, wrestling fans.
Yes, a good time for wrestling.
Eventful weekend, that's for sure. With NXT
right.
TakeOver, SummerSlam, and oh boy, Sasha Banks returning. Whoa.
Right.
Right. I am glad that they worked things out, her and WWE. You know, I'm glad they did, but at the same time, I could see her, you know, competing against other, you know, women wrestlers and other, you know, in AEW and other companies. But her place right now is in the WWE. Her and the WWE are like joined together, you know. I cannot picture her going. I really, for the most part, I could see her staying in WWE. I think she made the right decision. Now, what are they going to do with her? That's going to be the big question mark. You know, are they really going to let her have something meaningful for long term? You know, that's going to be the big question. But her and Becky Lynch will be a good match. That would be a good match. Or, you know, if it goes longer, it could be a decent feud too. A lot of possibilities of that between with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
That is true. But Sasha Banks, but she was out for 4 months, but still, I think her contract is frozen from Vince McMahon, and I just don't see her getting that strap, to put over Becky Lynch, and that's it basically because right now Vince doesn't trust her basically right now and her contract. I guess she's trying to finish up her contract, basically. And there's other things also. I guess maybe that she got the. Of course, AEW not going to have everyone in WWE in that company.
Right.
They not gonna. This is not the WCW basically getting everyone from WWE or in which Impact also made that bad decisions right there of signing way too many WWE wrestlers basically with Dixie Carter when she was there.
Right.
and they have more things in store, basically.
Yeah, that pay-per-view is coming out. All Out coming out soon. All Out is coming out.
Yes. And I think WWE, basically, they did a, they finally had the best match, better than WrestleMania, Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar did, basically. But I hated the finish of Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston. It seemed like they're going to prolong that right there, and I think they're trying to make Randy Orton happy so he won't have to leave the company to go to AEW, in which he more likely is, basically. For a year and a half and come back. He need more. It's the same thing as he already did everything in WWE right there, and for a lighter schedule, I think also for a reasonable lighter schedule, and maybe he want to do things in Japan on top of that, and because the talent now got to deal with a schedule that's part of the SmackDown roster is basically 13. They got to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday for a house show or pay-per-view. More than Raw, because Raw basically have the weekdays, basically, into Sunday pay-per-view also. And it's going to be tough right there. That schedule right there for SmackDown. And Vince, on the other hand, also, with they still trying to get NXT on FS1 to go head-to-head for 2 hours with AEW on Wednesday, in which it's going to backfire. I don't care how live is NXT is going to, because only 34% of watch the NXT product, basically. 34% of daily audience. And
everyone doesn't have network.
Yeah, and they got to realize it's still developmental. Their titles is basically not no major titles or nothing like that. And it's going to be over 7 hours of content. He's going to be over saturate the product, basically. And it's going to backfire right there, and AEW still going to have a big momentum. And I still think they're going to have a 1.5 million viewers right there. And when Impact debuted, they had I think 1.1 viewers, I think. But AEW is very popular, very tickets going selling out as faster than anything in pro wrestling. They set box office records. You would think it's a Michael Jackson concert people going to and other things. and you never know. They picked up the UFC. Fan base and other things, basically, and it's basically an alternative everything, and they bringing back the wrestling fan on top of that also. It's a combination of everything, and they have a stronger station, TNT.
And I know what you said about AEW. They do not, even before they got a contract with TNT, Dara had a hardcore following. Did their all the stuff through word of mouth and through social media. Everything.
and through YouTube.
So they connected with the hardcore wrestling fan. Which is a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Because the people that follow AEW also follow the independents. But the people that follow just the WWE don't know anything else besides WWE. That's all they know. But EAW also have the hardcore fans around the world, like in London and England. They know about them. So WWE is big on a worldwide scale. But if AEW play the cards right, I say less than a year, they're gonna be serious competition for WWE. Vince is concerned. He's definitely concerned, like you said. He is concerned. But he's not worried yet. He thrusts into it. I think
he's both ways. Yes, he's both. Both coins. He's concerned and stuff, and he doesn't want competition to outshine it and stuff, but. People are just tired of the same five guys getting pushed in WWE for the last 5 years, and do we really care about a Ziggler? Basically, 100 million of chances with Ziggler.
No,
and it's just stupid.
Really. And Samoa Joe gets buried a lot, too. Samoa Joe is a fighting machine. And I see Bobby Lashley on Raw. What's going on with Bobby Lashley? Bobby Lashley.
Right. He's out for 2 months, basically, and I mean, he can have a feud, do something with Brock Lesnar, but Vince doesn't want to do that, basically do like a UFC, Bellator type of thing, angle, and I don't know where they're headed with Paul Heyman. He got certain, it's not, he doesn't have all of that creative control like Vince does, basically. Vince let him do what Vince wanted him to do, basically. If he wanted to dream light, the angle or anything. And I said right now, if they can this character, the Fiend from Bray Wyatt, they can hit a home run out the park right now. It's a money character right there. He should be the headliner. He should be the number one Hill in a company right there, and I just hope they don't mess this up at all, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. A lot of people feeling Bray Wyatt right now. That's definitely true. What's going on with the NWA? They split their partnership. They were in partnership with Ring of Honor. They're not in partnership with anymore with them. Are they going to get a TV deal, or are they going to just do like weekly stuff on YouTube, like Major League Wrestling?
I think with Ring of Honor, I would say basically they got the. They can put them on one of their networks, Sinclair Broadcasting, with channels and stuff, and they got way more money than both of them WWE and AEW that they can basically it's up to the higher ups if they want to spend bigger contracts in order to keep to get these wrestlers to keep these wrestlers and everything. And I mean, they have the average salary contract, but they need to have in the range of WWE and AEW basically. But they don't want to do that basically. That's the only problem. That's the reason the Young Bucks and other ones left right there. And Kenny Omega, Kenny, even though he was New Japan, but they noticed that the higher ups in Sinclair Broadcasting doesn't want to upgrade Ring of Honor as a major contender for WWE and to spend all of this money. They have the access and everything to do it, but they don't. It's like they use Ring of Honor as a profit, money profit. It's like Angelo's, you know, family owning the oil, you know, the Orioles. Basically, they get profits basically.
Yeah.
Instead of being a serious contender, basically, throwing money at the players to keep.
Yeah, sad. But definitely true.
I was watching MLW, and they had, you know, they had the faction called Contra. Contra, in my opinion, are the best bad guys in all of wrestling. They get legit heat from people. Sometimes they get fans throwing. One time they had fans throwing stuff in the ring. That's some old school heat. You know, and I don't see too many heels getting that much heat like they do. You know, but I like MLW. They got some good stuff too. This stuff is exciting TV. Good television.
Yes, definitely. Kurt Bauer, ever since they started in 2003, basically, and they have basically, you know, he learned his everything from Gary Hart right there, legendary Gary Hart, how to book and stuff. And of course, they have, you know, other ones in the back like Kevin Sullivan and Conan. It's a very good damn product right there, and they getting over everyone. Mance Warner, you got other ones basically. Jacob Fatu, basically. I know he's like the best worker out of the Samoan family. Right.
Oh, the guy that he's complete. He's like 300 pounds, through moonsaults at the top rope. I mean, the guy he's a complete wrestler. Speed, power, agility, he all purpose. Man. He is, you're right. He is all purpose. Also, MLW also have MJF. Can't forget him. He gets a lot of heat.
Yes, he has a dual contract for the MLW and AEW right there. The Dynasty is money right there, and Alex Hammerstone kind of reminds me of a Sid Vicious in his prime, basically, kind of a smaller Sid Vicious.
Now that much smaller though. Sid Vicious is like
Hammerstone is
about
260. Sid Vicious
is about 300.
But
yeah,
he was small either way.
I might be off a little bit, but
right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
I agree
with you.
And Jay Holiday, it's like it's perfect, basically. The new corporation, basically. Their feud with the Hart Foundation is amazing also. You have the Von Erichs, and they with Contra, they the best heel, one of the best heel factions in wrestling.
Yep.
Right now. It's so hot. They next to the Bullet Club, and basically. Oh, I forgot also the group OVE, basically, Ohio Over Everything, Sammy Callahan with OVE and Madman Fulton also, another faction in Over, basically. And when will we see this in WWE, basically? Don't start now, Vince, just because they get the momentum, and even though the TV was pretty good and SummerSlam was average, but it's still where we going with these angles with Rey Mysterio being buried, jobbing out and losing two straight falls. And I don't care if he get a momentum later on, but he's been losing to Samoa Joe in a minute at WrestleMania, Bobby Lashley in 50 seconds. And I know he'd be extremely happy when his contract is over with, and AEW will pick him up instantly right there. That's one of the backroom, he's not happy with his push in WWE right there.
You talking about Rey Mysterio, right?
Right.
Tell you about Rey Mysterio. He's done it all, too, and pretty much in WWE and all the rest. He's pretty much done everything.
Even though he held the belt, the WWE championship for 1 hour on Raw, 90 minutes, and Cena got it back, and that was it. Rey Mysterio, he definitely needs. AEW will sign him in a heartbeat right there because he was at All In pay-per-view last year.
He was. I saw it. Yeah, that was a good pay-per-view.
And basically, they interest in him and Rusev right there. Rusev and I think maybe Luke Harper, but Luke Harper is contract is on. I think Vince will probably frozen that up because he ran his mouth on Twitter about his status and stuff, and he shouldn't have done that. And Nakamura is more quiet about his status right there, and he just want to finish his contract, and he more likely go to Japan. New Japan or AEW right there. Because Vince cannot, he misuse Japanese talent. And he's going nowhere. Along with the Kabuki Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
they job clean to Blitz.
And they can cross.
And Cross, yes. Why, Vince? Why? And the women's tag team division is not over. It's not going nowhere. At least Impact Wrestling had a their women's belts went further than that.
Yeah, Impact when they had their women's tag team championship, they were doing pretty good until ODB and Oh, boy.
It was Eric Young, I think.
Yeah, Young, Eric Young.
Yeah.
You know, they destroyed it. They killed it right there.
That was the Vince Russo's. And for that was when Vince Russo was running the damn show.
But you're right. You know, because there's a whole lot of talent with Japanese wrestling. Cause even at AEW's last on pay per view, Double or Nothing. The women wrestlers, Japanese women wrestlers, right? They had a 6-woman tag team, and there was no storylines, nothing like that, but just straight up wrestling. And fans gave it a standing ovation. Heck, I loved it. Just straight up wrestling, man. That's how. See, you have good wrestlers that know what they're doing, that could do the whole thing. You don't need a storyline per se. It helps a whole lot, but you don't need it. They just could do a match and not have the storylines and just do the straight up athletic stuff. The wrestling moves and stuff like that. And you can get a crowd into it. You know, and I don't know how many WWE wrestlers can do that. You know, but on the flip side, though, WWE is doing some things right. I like what they're doing with New Day and Kofi Kingston. I like what they're doing. I like that. You know, I like how they are using Bayley. I like that. You know, and I also like the 24/7 championship thing. I didn't like it at first. But it's just starting to grow on me. Call me weird, call me crazy. But I'm starting to get used to it. And it's coming really funny. I don't take it seriously per se as like a legit championship, you know, but it's just funny how these different people are like, you know, defending, you know, what I mean, all these different people win it, lose it. It's entertaining from my point of view. But the next year, WrestleMania is going to be in Tampa next year. And I was just in Tampa for vacation the last week. It's pretty nice down there. That they picked a good location to have WrestleMania, very good location. That's the one thing, you know. So WWE's still doing some things right, but it could be a whole lot better. Oh, a couple of weeks ago, Seth Rollins was doing an interview with somebody, right? And he was like talking about how the fans are like being really, really critical and everything. But what did you expect when the people are not really putting out the best they can do in the creative? You know, you got fans who want to see WWE succeed. They want good stuff, but they're just not happy. You know, I don't think you should never really criticize the fans like that in public. If I was Seth Rollins, because they, you know, from his perspective, the fans are being difficult. They still pay his paycheck. If it wasn't for the fans, you would not have a job. So I think he was wrong for doing that. But I do
right.
Like
Miss
Champion.
Yes. And I know that he's trying to, suck up to the company about with John Moxley leaving and stuff and saying that he left his ball going. He did not, basically, and he took food off. He did not take food off the table whatsoever, basically. And he's where he's getting very good pay at AEW, and he understands, you know, he just, Seth Rollins trying to suck up to his company, basically. Don't want to upset him enough.
Yeah, true. We're a world champion. You got to, like, do certain things and everything. Oh, I also like the club, the OC, the original club. You know, Gallows,
yeah.
Anderson, and AJ Styles. That's good. I like what they're doing with that. That is pretty good. You know, of course, it's never going to be Bullet Club because they don't have, you know, there's a copyright issue or something like that. But I like the club.
I just didn't like that finish, they just came in there to attack him, and I just didn't like that was a clusterfuck right there, and that was bad booking right there for a finish right there. They should have just waited basically right there for him to, you know, stood up for the curb stomp, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Braun Strowman, that now he's everybody now got kept for him in the title picture, and he had so many chances with Roman and Brock Lesnar, and it seemed like he was lost in the shuffle. And I just don't see him. I guess now he's going to put over Seth Rollins, basically, the next pay-per-view.
Is Brock Lesnar finished with the WWE champ? Is he still in the title picture? Because I really don't want to see Brock Lesnar.
Right. He basically having, you know how his contract built, come back later. We probably see him at Survivor Series like that, and to do a rematch or something, something else, basically. And or maybe will he show up on the SmackDown anniversary? He probably show up there also, but he's not finished. He's under contract, and Vince paid him so much money. A huge
So we will see him again.
Right.
I can care less about him, really can.
That was Vince doing that, booking him like Hulk Hogan mostly, and because he had making way more money than anyone on the roster. Yep. It's like every year he used the contract as leverage to get a bigger one. But he basically buried the whole, he ran through almost the whole roster, basically.
Yeah, he did.
And what Vince needs to realize that how he's going to build another Steve Austin to be a higher level as Steve Austin, Rock, Hogan, or whatever, basically a household name, basically. I mean, Cena kind of was like the last guy, basically, of them. But basically, they don't need an anybody guy, basically. And stop using the. He basically focused on the brand being the whole thing instead of the wrestler, basically. It's just like the Democratic Party, basically, when you say that it's no more charisma, charismatic, just to get over person that will get votes automatically because of their popularity. It's no more Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and stuff. They have to have an alternative now, basically. to bring an independent in their party for that had progressive ideas along with a few other ones that's against the establishment, like Tulsi Gabbard and stuff. That's what people want to see, basically. They don't want to see these milk and cookies like corporate liberal centrists that's going to make bad policies and really legitimately for the billionaires and corporate media to determine elections, like MSNBC, CNN, CBS or ABC.
They really, the current Democrats right now, they just, I don't take any of them seriously. You know, if I was going to pick somebody if I was a Democrat, if I was going to vote, there's only three Democrats I will vote for. Andrew Yang, Delaney, the guy from Maryland, and the other person will be the governor of Colorado. Those will be the only three. But other than that, no. I mean, I don't take them seriously.
And CBS and Viacom just merged. So they're gonna be the fourth biggest news media outlet. Coming up. CBS and Viacom just merged. They were together about 12 years ago, something like that, but now they merge. So the news is getting more corporate.
Yes. And definitely, and I guess BET will be more. That's right, they already white. They're going to be more whiter, though.
BT hasn't been the same
since 2001. Since Bob,
I mean, they still got, you know,
Bob Johnson sold it to Viacom. Big mistake.
I mean, they still got new shows coming up,
but it's not
the same.
Right. Yep, TV One basically, it's basically controlled. Basically, the only time black people watch it was for the awards, and it's like also CBS are called Caucasians over blacks stations. Of course, they've been saying some racial stuff from Big Brother, basically reality show. Why gotta be 80% whites in the house, and a token black woman, maybe other minorities, Hispanic or any other religion person or Asian, and it's starting to be more. It was more racist things this year than the other ones. And you know, they said N-words and other things, racial marks about the Hispanic guest or the Asian one. And it's, well, you know, they had token gay person or lesbian. And it's just, the ratings are going down right there. And once they cancel it, they don't have none of their producers are black or nothing behind the scenes. They don't do background checks on their guests. One of them have like a suicide watch named Mitchie and stuff. The biggest, that's the racist also. They already got one racist that got eliminated, Jack, and he's a fake Samoan wannabe. And they did so many horrible racist stuff in the house, and on the liberal network. They're not doing. They say they're gonna do something about it, but nothing. They tried that shit again. They had basically six minorities in the House the next year. We get a mix, a biracial person. We get a black woman, a black guy. Or we'll add an Asian. We add a Hispanic or Middle Eastern in the House. That's not good enough. Yep, liberals can be divided into the party establishment. They can they divide people up themselves.
Well, you mentioned about the ratings, CBS ratings. I do not watch CBS. I really, truly don't. I don't watch none of the main. I rarely watch any of the shows on the main networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. I rarely do. So I don't. I don't know what goes on. The shows really don't catch my interest at all. They really don't. Even the black shows that they do have on, but, you know, they don't catch my interest.
Right.
And I'm not surprised that they have all this, you know, what you're saying about all this racist stuff, you know, liberals. What the whole thing of racial America was started by the Democrat Party. They started Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow, so I'm not surprised. They invented it here in America, so they know how to play it.
Right.
So.
And Joe Biden doing a good job with that, too. He praised the segregationists a long time ago. And he put his words, he stuck his mouth into it once again about all blacks. Oh, all black people are poor. But they smarter than white people. Ooh, he so race and sensitive, basically. And it seemed like he's out of touch. He's like he's going back, basically. Come on, that even he said that with Romney, he said that y'all gonna be back in chains and Romney be in office instead of Obama. No, we already in chains with that crime bill that you wrote for Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah.
And it's he will lose to Trump if they rig the election for him to win. He will lose to Trump and stuff.
Anybody that's running for president on the Democrat side will lose to Trump. The media doesn't talk about this stuff, but he has a lot of. More followers than than the media gives them credit for. They are not talking about that.
But it's rigged. The Democratic primaries are rigged, basically. Of course, they don't want to have an independent socialist be the nominee. But their own party will turn on Bernie anyway and make Trump win, basically, because they're going to be headlining Trump and stuff. The media stuff. Really deep down inside, behind the scenes, it's just like pro wrestling. They Nancy Pelosi and them, and Chuck Schumer, they love Trump because they want to talk, you know, say anything about go after Trump. He's racist. Look what he said. Would he brush his teeth with such and such? It's going to be, it's like.
Yeah, they just go on and on about him, you know.
Right.
On and on and on.
And, right. And they know that what Trump did for the, I mean, Cory Booker. He took money up from Ivanka Trump for his campaign for Senate before. And really have, you know, they took money from Trump before these for their campaign.
Oh, yeah. All that, all Sharpton did, Jackson did. Well, the,
from,
the
yep.
The one point.
They was, Al Sharpton was shaking Trump's hand for years and stuff. All of a sudden, when he, you know, run for president and say something bad, he's the number one heel in America, or and he's, you know, he's just the worst thing since Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true about Al Sharpton, what he said about Trump. I was going to say the next 16 months is going to be crazy, you know, from here to the election time, because it's going to get intense. You know that, but Trump knows how the left plays. He knows. And that's one of the reasons why he, you know, ran for a Republican, because, you know, what's he doing? He's been bringing jobs back. The economy's doing pretty good. He has the lowest black unemployment, lowest Hispanic unemployment. He cares about America. But only thing about Trump is that he says stuff. You know, you come against him, he might let you slide a little bit. But like in pro wrestling, you know, you will say something bad about somebody, somebody's gonna jump in your face back. They're jumping in his face, so you're gonna jump in their face back. So you know what you got, and that's what he's doing. Oh, Jeffrey Epstein.
And I think the corporate establishment or corporate companies don't like Trump right there, because he's not gonna he's gonna leave things alone. He's not gonna, you know, bring up the rates like insurance stuff going up and stuff because of affordable health care. He's not gonna be like that, no, and stuff. He's not. He wants everything stays the same. Nothing. Yeah. But if you are a Democrat established person, they want things higher. They in bed with all Big Pharma, all of these things, Goldman Sachs and stuff. And where's the higher, only 6% of blacks employed by Goldman Sachs, 7% Hispanic, and don't these companies supposed to be giving the poor better jobs and other aspects and stuff? Where's it at? They get lowballed.
Yeah. It makes you wonder. All this stuff makes you think. Gets you thinking and all that.
Right. And they it's like the establishment, they don't like third parties and stuff. They don't like libertarians or dream parties. And they try, and I noticed that I still believe that Jill Stein won in Pennsylvania right there, and Wisconsin right there, because she was the best thing over with for the alternative to Bernie right there. But corporate media changed that, and basically, when you see the general election, that's owned by the establishment right there. They're not going to let the third parties get the best. I think Ross Perot would have been, he could have broke that, he was that close to breaking that cycle right there.
never know. But what are your thoughts on Jeffrey Epstein? I personally hope he's rotten in hell.
Yeah, he's a sick fuck. He's in hell right now. And I've seen something from the Daily thing about Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and heels and stuff with doing the Epstein somewhere in Epstein's thing in the Oval Office. I never knew Bill Clinton was a drag, basically. And right there, he could have took right there the whole government down. Right there, he had a lot of dirt on the government and people that was on politicians and stuff. And they had to. I don't think he did the suicide. I think it was a hit on him.
Well, a lot of people are saying that you're not alone. You are not alone. A lot of people say that, and there's evidence coming out that he had women helping him in his little demonic stuff, kids, underage girls, and everything. I'm never going to understand it. Like, that's just him.
Jeffrey Epstein, R. Kelly, two men, two guys who had a whole lot of money, okay? Whole lot of money. And they choose to go for underage girls. If I was in their position, I had their money, I would be getting supermodels to cook for me in their bikinis and other stuff. I will not go for no underage girl. It just boggles the mind, you know?
Right.
You gotta be a certain kind of depraved sucker to do something like that. When you have all that money, you get any grown woman you want with the money you have. You
right.
know?
And on the independent news thing for progressive comedian Jimmy Dore show, you know, he got a lot of hits on YouTube, and because I think a couple months ago he was making fun of Epstein if he was going to have a suicide and everything like that and how it was going to happen. And lo and behold, he had the most hits on YouTube than MSNBC and all of them, basically, because he was showing his clip right there and everything. And he hit it on the head right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what corporate media says, independent news and black media right there. They don't like the truth right there.
Because like, not just the media, but most people see an independent thinker. Because revolutions in the world in different countries, start with independent thinking. People questioning the establishment. You know, nobody like that. You know, likes an independent thinker. So they definitely don't like an independent news network.
Yes.
But yeah, you got everyone, all these news. Go ahead.
Go right ahead, yeah.
You have all these different news outlets coming up. News, you know, news stuff, because everyone wants the truth. Everybody wants to know what's going on. You know, because people right now are like, a lot of things are going wrong in this world. Like earlier this evening, six police officers got shot in Philadelphia. You know, and then here in Baltimore, we had that, an officer, you know, got shot, and that was a safe neighborhood. It was one of the safest neighborhoods in the city, Frankfort Avenue area. You know, it's not known for crime or anything like that. So a lot of stuff is going on. And people want to know, you know, what can we, you know, something needs to change. But so much stuff out here, people don't know exactly what's going on. So they know stuff is bad, but people want to find out the truth. So that's why all these media, all this newspaper and this independent thinking stuff is coming up.
It's like, for example, like a sick wave. The Yankees just swept the Orioles. They swept them like they sweeping the whole streets of Baltimore, basically. No wonder they could become the Nashville Orioles. That's been the big rumor right now. Maybe Angelo said it, or it's too, or we can't put asses in seats, or blame it on it must be Russia. It must be Russia. No, it's the crime. It must be the crime.
I'm a lifelong Orioles fan, and it hurts right now. I tell you, the last Saturday they were playing Houston. The Orioles gave up 26 runs to Houston. Why would it? Would you? You're a professional baseball player. You shouldn't be giving them that many runs. You should know if you give up more than 10 runs a game, you're doing bad. And you just give up more and more runs. It hurts as an Orioles fan. And yes, they were talking about moving the Orioles, you know, because of tennis. But what do you expect when you put junk on the field? People are not going to buy junk. Expect people to be loyal? That's insanity. You put junk on the field, a bad product, and you expect people to buy it. That's insane.
But, you know, if it wasn't for the Huntsville Oil fans as it is, they would have been gone a long time ago. But you got some dedicated Oil fans here who was willing to go through the suffering, but they got to produce something good. Soon.
Yeah.
But I say this about the Yankees. They doing it correctly or wrong. What they doing, all the success they have, and they doing it with their quote bench players. They're not their stars. Because Aaron Judge is on the injured list. You know, Stanton's on the injured list. These are all a bunch of no names. And they hit home runs like crazy.
Yes. And they, yep. Looks like the Yankees more likely go win the World Series, and Orioles become the worst team in the league for the second straight year. And I don't think they're gonna really sell the team, basically, the way, because Angelo's family always using it as a profit. They don't care. They don't want to, you know, give them big contracts for them, the players to stay when they start having better better stats. It's like it's not going nowhere, basically. And it's like a developmental league, basically, going for other teams to pick out their best players and they leave. Of course you have, you know, Glenn Davis Jr., Chris Davis, basically, and he can't even swing. He was strike out missing, punching his own manager.
That's
how bad he sucked.
Yeah, he is pretty bad.
Right. They gave him a good contract and no one else. Wonder Adam Jones like took the left off the sinking ship.
I think they traded him on purpose. He didn't want to leave, but they did. They got him on purpose. But yeah, he's on a better team anyway, so kind of works out.
Yeah.
But always a pleasure talking to you, Wayne. Always a pleasure talking about wrestling and life in general. You know what's going on in the world. Always a pleasure.
All right. Definitely.
Until next time.
Yes, till next time.
Have a good night. Have a good night, Wayne. Have a good night, wrestling fans.
All right. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips for his great input on the world of wrestling and politics and pop culture. I'm sorry about Till Piper. She couldn't make it to the show. Sorry to their listeners out there. Sometime in the future, she will love to do the show. Yes, that should do it, ladies and gentlemen. From Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my bike bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. And then, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart.
I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Choose picking your eyes.
I'm that guy.
Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses. I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or out?
E-wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. Got this pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really were, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you niggas act fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.